WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to a radio show.
He's texting me on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
You're like, you know, I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
The Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thoughts. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
Asian Oopaloopa, what?
Wait for it.
Oh,
I thought the people were going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done the vow over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have, actually. That's what's gotten me laid. Yeah, I could be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
You're sitting down, stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
It be a Saturday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com, twitch.tv/CBRadioLive, CBRadioLive.com, VotaGreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Chat if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below screen. You can use credit card RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag Epic Partner. You just witnessed WTR Game Night. We played some Fortnite. Went pretty well. Yeah. I'm the producer. That's the intern.
Hey.
Yeah, we're pretty well tonight. I would say so.
Normally during day one, you're hurting, and today it doesn't feel so bad.
It went better tonight. Yeah, so we'll go with the.
Well, at least for me, it was all, you know, fine.
We'll go with that. No, it's all right tonight. Tonight's been all right. Tonight, chat, we have the great debate, the Razzie Awards, actor versus actress. Should be a fun time had by all. And we're gonna do the intern's corner here in a second. Yeah, things have been going well, I would say, right?
Yeah.
It's been an interesting week. We've played a lot of stream. We've been on stream all week, I have, except for last night, because we were going, the plan last night, chat, we were gonna be live, but Fortnite wasn't.
Well, Fortnite had some issues.
So, we missed a day, but we'll be live most days going forward, with all the 2K stuff. If you missed our review, check out the rack right now, rackradioshow.com. Go ahead.
I was going to say, look, we planned to be on stream for, you know, a great number of days. Outside forces made that not possible.
That's
so
why,
it's not our fault.
It's not our fault. That's why it said it's, you know, subject change. Time subject change. So there was no time. It just didn't happen. So here we are. That's kind of the deal. Yeah. I say we waste no time and we get a little bit into the intern's corner.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some useless, meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
What do we got this week, Brent?
All right, so for this week, we've got some wrestling history, we've got This Week in Entertainment birthdays, and then we're going to finish up with a little bit of movie trivia for some people.
Yeah, what do we got?
So first off, This Week in Wrestling History. Starting off March 3rd, 2021, so not that long ago, Jade Cargill made her long-awaited in-ring debut for AEW in a tag match featuring Shaq taking on Cody Rhodes and Red Velvet. That match was a little bit cursed.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, I think part of it was, you know, like, no offense, Red Velvet was not supposed to be in the match.
No.
It was supposed to be Brandy, but Brandy got pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then Shaq and Cody certainly had an outing.
To say the least.
That's one thing I would say about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she had a run in AEW, and then she's made an appearance for WWE. We're waiting to see what she's going to do with some other things, but I think that's going to be post-Mania for her.
Possibly, we'll see.
And maybe she'll make an appearance. Next up, March 5th, 2017, in the epic encounter at Fastlane, Goldberg became your WWE Universal Champion, beating Kevin Owens in a brisk 23 seconds.
Not paid by the hour.
Yep. I mean, it was a standard Goldberg match. Let's just call it what it was.
That's what I said, not paid by the hour.
Yep. March 7th, 1999, Kurt Angle made his WWF television debut on Sunday Night Heat in a segment with Tiger Ali Singh. The Federation had to make an apology for that debut because part of it saw Kurt Angle wiping his nose on the Indian flag.
Oops.
Oopsie. Also on March 7th, but on 2016, a few days after getting merchandise, Chris Jericho turned on his partner, AJ Styles, to start setting up their WrestleMania 32 match.
Interesting.
I was going to say, I think it was like a week or just a few days after they came up with the Y2AJ merch.
Collector's items.
Yeah. Get them while they're hot.
I don't know if anyone actually bought them, but hey, collector's item.
Speaking of collector's items, March 9th, 2001... ECW canceled their Living Dangerously pay-per-view 2 days before it was supposed to be held. The reason for that was they hadn't booked an arena, they hadn't done TV to promote it, tickets hadn't been sold for this pay-per-view, and the owner of the company, Paul Heyman, had just re-debuted with the WWE as a commentator after Jerry Lawler walked out on the company.
Just a coincidental timing, that's all. That's all it was.
Oh, yeah, just happened to be all that kind of timing.
It was coincidental, that's all.
That wasn't the beginning of the end for anything.
No, not at all.
All right, so now we've got some This Week in Entertainment birthdays, and basically it's you that are going to be guessing them. And chat.
And subs here.
Hi, chat. Oh, subs here?
Yeah.
I didn't hear the hello.
Well, you were talking. Hey, sub, what's up?
Hey, sub.
What's up?
There we go. All right. So, This Week in Entertainment birthdays. First up, she's an actress from Seventh Heaven. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. Summer Catch. You know, all these great movies. And she's also the better half of Justin Timberlake. It is one, Jessica Biel.
I want to say 41.
Okay.
38.
42.
That was 42. Close.
Very close. Very close.
Yeah.
You didn't get it, but you were very close.
Yeah, I was close. Close enough.
Next up, she's an actress and comedian. She's been in things such as Home Alone, Schitt's Creek, Beetlejuice, The Nightmare Before Christmas. It is Catherine O'Hara.
71.
70.
Sub right on the dot, 70. Rock, you're keeping your streak of being just 1 year off.
Eh, close enough.
All right, next up. She made an appearance in the Fast and Furious movies. Ava Mendez. She was in Fast 2, and then I think she made an appearance towards one of the end of the Fast movies with Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that guy from WrestleMania.
Yeah. 52.
In Fortnite. All right, Rock says 52.
51.
Oh, streak ends. 49.
Oh,
no, I'm sorry. 50. 50. Got to adjust that date. 50. There we go. Next up, he is a former athlete. Mm-hmm. He is a sports commentator.
Okay.
He is several-time professional wrestler, and we just discussed him in This Week in Wrestling History. It is Shaquille O'Neal.
Who?
Shaq Daddy. Oh, he was also an actor in the movie Steel. You know, that movie about the guy, the steel-covered Superman?
Yeah.
Chat, we got one for 50. I say 50. We got 51. I'll go 52. We're just all going right, up in order.
I'm going to go 53.
All right. Rock on the dot this time, 52.
There you go. Playing off a chat. There you go.
All right. We have an actor and director. As an actor, he was in All in the Family as Meathead, but he's also been a very successful director with things such as When Harry Met Sally, The Princess Bride. It is Rob Reiner.
Ooh. 88.
You said 88?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Is he that old?
I don't know. I'm just taking a wild guess.
I, for some reason, I keep thinking 63. So I don't know. I'm just going to go with it. Probably wrong, but whatever.
All right. We're going to just split the difference with you all. 77.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was going to go more in the 70s.
Yeah, you went 63.
All right. Next up, she is a very well-known actress. She's been in things such as the Mummy movies. She was in the Black Widow movie. God, there's so many of this stuff that she's been in. Rachel Weisz.
Okay, you name movies I've never seen. So
you've never seen the Mummy movies, like Mummy, Mummy Returns. You've seen those. You know The Rock was in it.
Okay, just because I know someone's in it doesn't mean I've watched the movie.
True. I mean, you could know about an actor and not know something.
And never seen any of their work. You can know their name, which I didn't.
Right.
Rock, have you seen Constantine?
No. She's got to be old or hurt. We have one for 45. Okay. We got a 54. We got a 45 and 54. I was going to reverse math and say 54, but we already have a 54. I'll go 55.
Okay. Sub?
I'll go 53.
54.
There you go.
Rock, did you ever see Oz the Great and Powerful, the remake of Wizard of Oz with James Franco?
Probably seen parts of it.
She was Mila Kunis' sister, like one of the evil witches.
Yeah, I probably never seen the full thing.
That was actually kind of a cool movie. I like.
See, yo, I just want to tell you, all y'all listen to this. This is my challenge, is trying to find something that Rock has fucking seen.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a difficult challenge.
I know. He is a weird... He's like he's watched a lot of stuff, but then there's a lot of stuff he's never...
There's a lot of pop culture shit he just doesn't know.
Yeah. And he has no interest in it.
No interest whatsoever.
Okay.
Like his horror. Like his the horror movies that he hasn't seen, like, used to baffle me back in the day.
Yep. Well, don't watch them.
Here's one that Rock should know.
You think?
So she's a television actress.
Okay.
She's been in things such as Orange is the New Black.
Never seen it.
And That 70s Show.
I've seen that.
Donna from That 70s Show.
Hey,
Laura
I've
Prepon.
Seen, I've seen that show.
Yeah. Jesus God.
She was what? 45.
44.
Sub right on the dot, 44. Also, I guess I could say That 90s Show, you know, the remake.
I watched like two episodes of it.
I watched like part of the opening episode and I just couldn't get into it.
I don't even know if I got the second episode. I may have watched the second, but that's about it. It just didn't hook me. It just didn't.
Well, it's just like,
it's not the show.
Yeah, it's for us, we want That 70s Show, but it's also, you don't want to see just a absolute cut and paste copy. So
right, it's good for, it could have been a good reunion show, but once you couldn't really do the reunion show because of
Danny Masterson.
Reasons. So
stuff happened. Legal things.
Legal things.
All right.
No,
next
hold
up.
On. I want to stop you for a second. Yeah, shows don't hook you like they used to, especially on sitcoms. They just don't. I don't get you anymore. It's missing something. Let me continue.
All right, next up, he is an actor. He played Zordon in the most recent Power Rangers movie. He also was probably most notably known for being Malcolm's dad from Malcolm in the Middle, and Walter F.N. White from Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston.
I have seen that.
Which one?
Breaking Bad.
Okay. Did you watch Malcolm in the Middle?
I've probably seen it. Okay. But not like, I don't like religiously watch it. But
well, no,
I've
but you
it.
Would you would at least know of it if I brought it up.
Yeah, I can at least
reference that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know of him. Chat says 63 and a 53. Let's go with the good old age of 67.
Okay.
66.
Awesome. Should have gone the other way. 68. All right. Next up, she's been in movies such as Blades of Glory. Rock.
Will Ferrell movie.
Ice skating.
Ice skating.
What else?
She's also Pam from The Office.
I've seen that.
And she was in Walk Hard, The Dewey Cox Story.
Oh, God, that was so funny. She's funny.
Jenna
good.
Fisher.
Jenna Fisher is 49.
45.
50. 50 years old. Yeah.
And I've probably seen Blazing Glory or whatever. Probably been on TBS or Comedy Central.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is one of those that is constantly on TBS.
Right. It's not something I went out of the way to watch, but it's been on. There's
God, she was hot in that movie, actually.
Those are differences for what I watch.
All right. And finally, I'm going to mention like two things, and this is going to go right over Rock's head. He's been in the Star Wars movies, the most recent versions, the trilogies, as Poe Dameron. He's also Moon Knight from the Marvel Limited series.
He's also Apocalypse in X-Men.
X-Men Apocalypse. Technically third, because it was first, then Days of Future Past, then Apocalypse.
Well, I mean, it was the fourth movie or whatever, but I meant like the second set.
Oh, yeah, the second group, the Fox, yeah, the Young Fox series.
Yeah, there was Fox, and then there was, right.
And then he's also most recently been in the Dune remakes, Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, that's right, I forgot.
I see none of whatever you just said. just gonna put to say, just never seen any of that stuff you just said. You started with Star Wars. We all know that was not a thing.
I know that you don't like the Space Wars. I know.
Trek Wars. It's we got a 45 in chat, we got a 46 in chat, we'll go 44.
43.
45.
There you go. But yeah, the Trek Wars, yeah, no.
I tried to give you a grouping of stuff, okay?
You tried, but
and now speaking of Oscar Isaac and his most recent movie series, and in honor of the second part of this being released into theaters within the past week or two, our movie trivia for this week is Dune Part 1 from 2021.
Okay.
Right.
So,
I hate you.
You what?
I hate you right now.
Why?
Why do we have to talk about that fucking movie?
Because it relates to one of our celebrity birthdays. It's a very topical thing, and a lot of people are being introduced to Dune for the first time through it.
I know. So
for anyone who didn't know, this is a remake of the 1984 movie Dune, based upon the books, and some trivia for it. Denis Villeneuve, who is the director, confirmed in a Vanity Fair article that his adaptation of Dune will be split into two movies in order to ensure that the original story would be, quote, preserved and not cut into a million pieces, end quote. However, contrary to the popular practice of filming several installments back-to-back, only the first movie, which roughly covers the first half of the source novel, was greenlit and produced with an optional sequel depending upon how well the first film performed. A sequel was greenlit on the Tuesday after the film opened, however. According to the production designer, the movie was originally supposed to end later in the story, but during pre-production, the final scenes were shifted to the sequel, meaning that some of the preparation for Dune Part 2 had already been done. David Lynch, who was the director of the previous Dune movie from 1984, stated that he had, quote, zero interest in the remake of Dune. He cited the fact that the issues with the new movie had nothing to do with the director, but had to do with his own painful memories of making the 1984 version. Quote, because it was a heartache for me. It was a failure, and I didn't have the final cut. I've told the story a billion times. It's not the film I wanted to make. I like certain parts of it very much, but it is a total failure for me, end quote. Composer Hans Zimmer is a big fan of the novel Dune and turned down working with frequent collaborator Christopher Nolan on the movie Tenet from 2020 in order to score this film. For the same reason, Denis Villeneuve was the top choice and turned down an offer to direct the Bond movie No Time to Die in 2021 in order to do this. Hans Zimmer also spent a week in the deserts of Utah alone to assimilate some of the sounds of the landscape into his thinking for the movie score. In an interview with Empire Magazine, the director described the year-long process that went into designing the massive sandworms, the most iconic creatures from the Dune saga. Quote, we talked about every little detail that would make such a beast possible. From the textures of the skin to the way the mouth opens to the system it eats its food in the sand, it was a year of work to design and to find the perfect shape that looked prehistoric enough, end quote. The helmets of the Harkonnen soldiers were based on the heads of insects. In Dune 1984, all of the Harkonnens were depicted as being of red hair. In this movie, they were all depicted as being bald. Sting was considered for a cameo role, not wrestler Sting. Not Tony Schiavone Sting, the other
He
Sting.
Has time on his hands, though, now. I mean, they can put him in part three.
He has plenty of time on his hands now. Just saying,
he has plenty of time now.
But non-wrestling Sting was considered for a cameo or small role in the film, as he had starred as Fade Rutha in the 1984 version, though the character ended up being omitted from the 2021 adaption. Rebecca Ferguson, who plays the mother of Timothy Chalamet, despite being only 12 years older than him. Chalamet is also 20 years older than the character he's meant to play. So Paul Atreides in the book is 15. He is 35. He's only 25. When Kyle MacLachlan took the role, he was 23 years old, but that's still 7 years older than, or I'm sorry, 8 years older than the character he was meant to play as well. Because, you know, Hollywood timing and age differences.
Yeah. I mean,
and that is the entrance corner.
Nice, nice. Very nice. All right, chat, with that, let's jump into tonight's Gray and the Great debate.
It is time for The Greater Than Great Debate.
All right, Brent, time to talk about the Razzie Awards. For those who are unfamiliar with the Razzie Awards, it's the worst of Hollywood ever. So we're pitting actor versus actress. The ones that have won awards, the Razzie Awards, for worst actor of the year and worst actress of the year in some good films that people like, but people apparently say they're bad and give them awards for being bad at it.
And we will see some repeat offenders on this list.
There are some names that repeat. Yeah, they do repeat because they've had multiple ones where they sometimes they won three in 1 year. They won about worst actor or actress two or three times the same year. They nominate more than one movie of that year. And
I want to say Eddie Murphy is very, very known for being a Razzie.
He
won the Razzie the year he was supposed to win an Oscar, but the fact that he wasn't a movie that got him a Razzie got him out of the Oscar contention.
Yeah, and Ben Affleck's on here a bunch. He had a bad year that everyone just sort of was
Affleck's
not a fan
had
of
more than a bad year. Let's be honest.
But no, there were three in 1 year.
Oh yeah, no, there were. I think that was the Geely year. Yeah, that was bad.
That was the Geely year. So let's get into it.
All right, let's get into round number one. So we're talking about the best of the worst. And we can start to see some of this. In round one, we have Tom Arnold in Big Bully taking on Heather Locklear in Return of Swamp Thing.
Jesus Christ. wow. Those are so bad, I forgot about them.
Tom Arnold. Okay, I just want to say one thing. And you say, I don't know anybody. And the comment was, I don't know who any of these people are.
Wow, who said that?
Chat and Sarah and chat, just making, they give me
you
crap
know
for not
Tom
knowing.
Tom Arnold or Heather Locklear are?
They're young. They're younger than us.
So Roseanne Barr married Tom Arnold, who was basically a bum. And basically, pretty much, I guess that was his claim to fame. And then he did a whole bunch of movies and he's been in some funny shit, but that wasn't one of them.
All right, I'm calling Tom Arnold. Sub, you're going.
And Heather Locklear is a huge model. She was a popular actress too back in the day. But I'm gonna have to go with Tom Arnold. Yeah,
Brent.
Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold moves on next.
Kevin Costner from The Postman. You know that post-apocalyptic movie? It's
that
like
wasn't a bad movie. Stop it.
Takes on Sharon Stone from The Specialist.
Oh, I thought you were going to say The Quick and the Dead.
No, but that's probably somewhere on here.
I'll go with Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone.
Kevin Costner.
It's just, Just you wait, sub. Just you wait for future names on this one, because it's gonna. I'm buying time. Kevin Costner moves on next.
Jared Leto from Morbius takes on Hilary Duff, The Haunting of Sharon Tate.
Jared Leto.
That was an all right movie. The Sharon Tate one, I guess.
Jared.
That's 2-2, and Hilary Duff moves on next.
Sean and Marlon Wayans for their performance in Little Man taking on Melanie Griffith in Shining Through.
Melanie Griffith, Shining Through.
Yeah. Melanie Griffith, because it just moves on next.
The Wayans brothers are meant to be awful, so I'm rewarding them for their awfulness.
That makes sense.
All right, in the movies that get people into trouble, Jamie Dornan from 50 Shades of Grey takes on Sharon Stone from Basic Instinct 2.
Two, not one, but two.
They made a fucking sequel off of that shit.
Go Sharon Stone.
Yeah, Sharon Stone, not the cucumber movie.
I can't believe she came back and did a sequel after they showed her beaver in the first one.
It's called What Rock? I said it's called Money.
No, what were you saying before that?
I didn't say anything.
Did you like my reference?
Yeah, that was funny.
Okay. Pauly Shore from Jury Duty takes on Linda Blair from Night Patrol.
Oh, God. Linda Blair and Night Patrol. They could both get it easily.
Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore.
I bet Pauly Shore's on here a couple times.
Pauly Shore moves on next.
Bruce Willis from Armageddon takes on Bo Derek from Ghosts Can't Do It.
Ghosts Can't Do It, or can they?
Bo Derek.
Bo moves on next.
All right.
Bo knows.
John Travolta from Battlefield Earth, you know, that classic Scientology movie.
What a great movie.
Takes on Elizabeth Berkley from Showgirls.
Hey, now that was a good movie.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. Better than Battlefield Earth. I felt bad for the guy that was starring in that, because that kid was good in Saving Private Ryan. Like, that whole cast, like, they all must have been hard up for money to do that movie.
No, it was probably a lot of people from Scientology they got into the movie.
Brent, you're going.
I'm going to go with the Scientology movie.
Moves on. That's Battlefield Earth, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Moves on.
All right, into round number twos. Tom Arnold takes on Kevin Costner.
Tom Arnold.
Yeah, this was not True Lies. I'm sorry.
Next.
Hilary Duff from The Haunting of Sharon Tate. Melanie Griffith, Shining Through.
Shining Through.
Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff moves on. Next.
Sharon Stone, Basic Instinct 2, Pauly Shore, Jury Duty. Ah, the classic cinema right here.
Very classic.
Jury Duty.
Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore. We'll move on. So joining us is the Godfather of Extreme Rock Park.
Hello!
So we're doing, to catch you up, hello. We're doing the Razzie Awards. Worst actor and worst actress.
Worst actor, worst actress.
Yeah, Rob, you're here just in time to enjoy some classic cinema that you probably have forgotten about.
Or unfortunately, I can never forget a Pauly Shore movie.
Oh, don't worry.
Don't you worry.
Next up, Bo Derek in Ghosts Can't Do It take on John Travolta from Battlefield Earth.
Ghosts Can't Do It.
John Travolta.
Travolta.
Yeah, I gotta go Horseshack.
Travolta moves on. Next.
Tom Arnold from Big Bully, Hilary Duff, The Haunting of Sharon Tate.
The Haunting of Sharon Tate.
Tom Arnold over Hilary Duff.
Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold
moves on. Next.
Pauly Shore from Jury Duty, John Travolta from Battlefield Earth.
Pauly Shore.
Jury Duty, buddy.
Biodome.
Battlefield.
I think we're tied, which means we need to do this. Battlefield moves on next.
Tom Arnold, Big Bully, John Travolta, Battlefield Earth.
Wait, Battlefield Earth and what?
Big Bully, Tom Arnold.
Big Bully.
Tom Arnold.
Arnie.
Travolta.
Tom moves on next.
All right, going back into round number ones, we have Sylvester Stallone from Rocky IV taking on Demi Moore from Striptease.
Striptease and what?
Sylvester Stallone, Rocky IV. The one with Ivan Drago.
Rocky IV.
No, why would I pick? That's no way. These are both good. Striptease.
Demi Moore. Striptease,
Demi Moore.
What was wrong with Ivan Drago? It was a great Rocky.
Rocky it was Stallone's moves. Performance in it that was and the it, bad thing.
And it moves on. Next.
Speaking of Sylvester Stallone, we have Sylvester Stallone from Stop or My Mom Will Shoot taking on... taking on Lindsay Lohan. Okay, he changed it. Lohan.
I did fix it. I saw.
From I Know Who Killed Me. Click on that rock. Good job.
I saw it. Lindsay Lohan.
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. That just was never a good premise. At least Lindsay was trying to do a horror movie, like a thriller.
Sub.
Lindsay Lohan.
Moves on next.
Mike Myers. The love guru, we were just talking about Justin Timberlake earlier, takes on Jenny McCarthy from Dirty Love.
Dirty Love.
Mike Myers.
I'll go Jenny McCarthy because it's just inherently bad, anything that she's in.
Sub you on with what?
Lindsay Lohan.
That's not in the two that we're talking about.
Mike Myers or Jenny McCarthy?
Oh, Jenny McCarthy.
Rob?
We'll go 8675309.
Heck, Mike Myers, move on. Next.
LeBron James in Space Jammy, A New Legacy.
Didn't catch that one.
Takes on Madonna in The Next Best Thing.
Space Jam.
Space Jammy.
Space Jammy.
Space yeah, Space Jam. Jam.
Moves on, next.
To be fair, this one was not proofread.
Nope, didn't need to be.
Next up. Well, I mean, it's par for the course if we're talking about the Razzies. William Shatner from Star Trek V, The Final Frontier, takes on Jennifer Lopez from that notorious film, Geely.
I mean, we gotta go with the guy from Star Wars, right?
No, I'm going J-Lo.
Go Star J-Lo. Wars guy. Okay. J-Lo moves on next. I mean, you guys wanted Star Wars to win things, and you didn't push it. I'm just saying.
There's probably more people from Star Wars we can throw in later. Next up, Adam Sandler from Jack and Jill. Oh, God. Takes on Britney Spears from Crossroads.
Oh, God. Britney Spears.
Adam Sandler
in this one.
Yeah, Adam Sandler.
Because Jack and Jill wasn't a good movie.
No.
This one was deserved, I say.
The funny thing is, like, when it comes to comedies where the lead actor is like, I'm going to play both a male and female role, never really works out. We have this. We have Norbit. It just does not go well.
All right. Next.
Sylvester Stallone, again, in Rambo 3, takes on the Spice Girls as a whole for Spice World.
I tell you what I want. What I really, really want.
What I really, really, really want.
I'm going for quantity in terms of the, you know, you get 5 for 1 in terms of the Spice Girls.
They tell you what they want. What they really, really want.
I've always heard quality over quantity, though.
That's what I've heard, but apparently in this case, it's the opposite.
We're talking about the worst, so we're going with full quantity here.
Fair. All right, next.
Next up, we have Tom Cruise from The Mummy taking on Heather Donahue from The Blair Witch Project.
Blair Witch Project.
Blair Witch.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise moves on next.
Sylvester Stallone, Rocky IV, Lindsay Lohan, I Know Who Killed Me. We're into round twos.
For going bad, it's Lindsay Lohan.
I Know Who Killed Me.
I'll give it to Lindsay. I mean, she's had some bad experiences in life as well as some bad experiences in movies.
Rob?
Yeah, we'll go with Lindsay.
And she moves on. Next.
Mike Myers, The Love Guru, LeBron James, Space Jammy, A New Legacy.
Space Jammy.
LeBron James.
Bron.
Space Jams.
Moves on. Next.
Jennifer Lopez, Geely, Adam Sandler, Jack and Jill. God, both of these are awful.
Jack and Jill.
Sandler.
In this case, Sandler.
Sandler moves on next.
Yeah. Spice Girls for Spice World, Tom Cruise, Mummy, or The Mummy.
The Mummy.
Spice Girls.
Spice Girls.
Come on. Give the girls a chance.
No.
We did give them a chance, and they made a bad movie.
Mission Impossible.
Does not move on. Next.
Lindsay Lohan, I Know Who Killed Me, LeBron James, Space Jammy, A New Legacy.
Space Jammy.
Lindsay.
LeBron. They never needed to make another Space Jam.
LeBron James moves on. Next.
Adam Sandler, Jack and Jill, Spice Girls, Spice World.
Jack and Jill.
Sandler. There. See, now I'm cutting the Spice Girls some slack.
Spice Girls. Rob.
Adam.
Sandler moves on. Next.
LeBron James, The Space Jammy, Adam Sandler, Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill.
Move it.
Moves on. Next.
We are halfway through, and boy, have we talked about some amazing cinema tonight.
Quality.
Next up, Burt Reynolds, Cop and a Half, Demi Moore, The Juror.
Demi Moore.
The first one. Burt Reynolds.
Demi.
Demi. Go ahead, Rob.
I was going to say, well, Burt.
Demi moves on next.
Kevin Costner, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Liza Minnelli, Rent a Cop.
Fuck that. Rent a Cop, dude. Prince of Thieves was a great movie.
Prince of Thieves was a good movie. His acting in it was not good, though.
He was Kevin Costner. I mean, what'd they expect?
Good movie.
He's the same in Postman. He's the same in fucking Waterworld and
Drive Day.
Liza on this list. Next.
Ben Affleck in Daredevil takes on Paris Hilton, the hottie and the naughty.
Oh, God.
Paris.
I should give it to Paris, but I'm giving it to fucking Affleck.
Rob, I think you said Paris.
Yeah.
I did.
You did too?
Yeah, I'll say Paris too.
Yeah, I threw Paris out there the second I saw her name.
Oh, I just saw one of the matchups. All right, thanks.
Oh, shit. The one after this?
Yeah.
Next up, Andrew Dice Clay, The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, takes on...
Fuck you, I'm out. Nope, I'm out. I quit. Fuck y'all. Hits my ass.
Takes on Sean Young, A Kiss Before Dying.
A Kiss Before Dying. Fucking Ford Fairlane with the fucking...
Dice.
Y'all are killing me.
I'll go Lieutenant Einhorn.
Dice moves on next.
I threw in the one vote for Sean Young there, okay? I'm just saying. In an interesting twist, Ashton Kutcher for Valentine's Day takes on Demi Moore from G.I. Jane.
Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton.
Ashton Kutcher moves on next.
Oh, fuck. Kirk Cameron from Saving Christmas takes on Madonna, Who's That Girl?
The first one.
Kirk fucking Cameron deserves to win this entire thing.
I mean,
I agree.
Yeah, we'll see. Next.
I don't agree.
I absolutely agree. Adam Sandler, Just Go With It, takes on Melissa McCarthy, The Happy Time Murders.
Melissa McCarthy.
See, this fucking list is rigged. Adam Sandler, the first one. Happy Time Murders was awesome.
Sandler.
Rob.
We're Sandler.
You would love the Happy Time Murders, dude. The puppets snort coke or snort sugar to get high.
Next up.
The total fucking
Pauly Shore from Biodome. Bo Derek. Tarzan the Ape Man.
Oh, God.
There's Biodome.
Biodome.
Yep.
Bio.
Pioto moves on next.
That was a no-brainer right there.
Yeah.
Into round number twos, Demi Moore, The Juror, takes on Liza Minnelli, Rent-A-Cop.
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 Liza.
Rent-A-Cop.
Moves on next.
Paris Hilton takes on Andrew Dice Clay.
Hilton.
Paris Hilton.
Paris. That's hot.
That's hot.
Paris old mother. On.
By the way, you can see her new television series on Peacock.
Rob gave you the pity vote for Andrew Dice Clay. Sorry, sub.
Ashton Kutcher for Valentine's Day takes on Kirk Cameron, Saving Christmas.
Saving Christmas.
Kirk Cameron.
Rob.
Valentine's Day.
Kirk Cameron moves on.
Adam Sandler, Just Go With It, Pauly Shore, Biodome.
Why are y'all just
staying
there? Pauly.
Pauly Shore.
Been too much to...
Pauly moves on next.
Liza Minnelli, Rent a Cop. Paris Hilton, The Hottie and the Naughty.
Charitison in?
Hottie or the Naughty? No, I'm going to go Hilton.
Brent, you went Hottie and Naughty, right?
Paris, yeah.
I wonder if Rob found his chair to sit in yet.
Nope. Oh, there it is.
There it is. You found it. All right. Paris Hilton moves on next.
Wait, where the... Okay, wait. Need to reload this because...
Did it go down for you too?
Pushing.
There it goes.
None of the stuff was pushing. There we go.
Because it just went blank.
Cameron!
It went blank for me too.
Yeah, it was just like all of a sudden I was like, I thought we were rounds ahead of this. What the hell? Kirk Cameron from Saving Christmas, Pauly Shore, Biodome. Kirk Cameron.
Biodome.
I'll go with you. I'll help you out. Saving Christmas.
Rob?
What are the choices?
Kirk Cameron from Saving Christmas takes on Pauly Shore, Biodome.
Biodome.
Kirk Cameron apparently has to move on. Next.
Paris Hilton, the hottie and the naughty, Kirk Cameron, Saving Christmas.
Paris.
Saving Christmas.
Kirk Cameron.
Paris,
tell us how you really...
Oh, I have been, and I will continue to. Kirk fucking Cameron.
Okay, moving back to round number one.
Okay, back into our last set of round number ones. There are some notable ones on here. First up, the Jonas Brothers from the Jonas Brothers, the 3D concert experience,
takes on
Holly Berry, Catwoman.
Now, this is a tough one. I'm going to go Jonas Brothers.
Holly Berry.
Holly Berry. Rob?
He lost his seat.
He did. He had to give it up. He's probably looking for another one. Someone has to get up so he can have his seat back.
What are the choices again?
Jonas Brothers for the Jonas Brothers 3D concert experience or Holly Berry, Catwoman.
Holly Berry.
Moves on. Next.
Eddie Murphy from Norbit. I was waiting for this one. Takes on Dakota Johnson from 50 Shades of Grey, the cucumber movie.
Oh, God.
The what?
We'll talk about it later.
50 Shades of Grey.
You two can Eddie have Murphy. That conversation. You two can have that conversation. Rob.
Norbit.
Norbit moves on deck.
Rob Schneider from Deuce Bigelow European Gigolo takes on Kristen Stewart from The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Twilight.
Schneider.
Twilight.
Rob Schneider moves on next.
Jaden Smith from After Earth takes on Bo Derek from Bolero.
The first one.
Bo Derek.
Jaden Smith.
Rob.
Yeah.
Bo Derek.
Moves on. Next.
Adam Sandler. That's my boy. Mariah Carey. Glitter.
Glitter.
That's my boy.
Glitter.
Glitter.
Moves on. Next.
Ben Affleck from Geely. Brooke Shields. The Blue Lagoon.
Affleck.
The first one.
Affleck.
Affleck.
Moves on. Next.
John Travolta, The Fanatic, Sandra Bullock, All About Steve.
Bullock.
Travolta.
Rob.
What are the choices?
John Travolta, The Fanatic, Sandra Bullock, All About Steve.
All About Steve.
Moves on next.
Tom Green, Freddy Got Fingered, Cameron Diaz, The Other Woman.
Tom Green.
Green.
Moves on next.
Back into round number two, we have Halle Berry from Catwoman, Eddie Murphy from Norbit.
Eddie Murphy.
Murphy.
Moves on next.
Rob Schneider, Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo, Bo Derek, Bolero.
Schneider.
The Gigolo.
Schneider.
Deuce.
Moves on next.
Mariah Carey, Glitter, Ben Affleck, Geely.
Affleck.
Carrie.
Rob.
What we got?
You go.
No. Mariah Carey, Glitter, Ben Affleck, Geely.
Hey, right here.
Oh, remember Affleck.
What'd you say?
What did you say? Affleck.
Affleck moves on next.
Sandra Bullock, All About Steve, Tom Green, Freddy Got Fingered.
The first one.
Tom Green.
Would Daddy like some sausage?
Moves on. Next.
Tom Green.
Eddie Murphy, Norbit. Rob Schneider, Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo.
Ooh.
The first one.
Norbit.
Moves on. Next.
Ben Affleck, Geely. Tom Green, Freddy Got Fingered.
Affleck.
Green.
Affleck. Rob.
Here we go.
Ben Affleck, Tom Green.
Oh, Tom Green.
Moves on. Next.
Eddie Murphy, Norbit, Tom Green, Freddy got fingered.
Norbit.
Tom Green.
Eddie moves on next.
All right, we're into our semifinal matchups. Boy, there's no winners here. We're all losers. First up, Tom Arnold from Big Bully takes on Adam Sandler, Jack and Jill.
Sandler.
Jack and Jill.
Adam
Sandler moves on next.
Kirk Cameron, Saving Christmas, Eddie Murphy, Norbit.
Norbit.
Cameron.
Norbit.
Norbit.
Norbit moves on next.
In your main event for tonight, again, remember, there are no winners. We are all losers for these having existed. First up, Adam Sandler from Jack and Jill takes on Eddie Murphy from Norbit.
Sup?
I'm noticing Jack a trend here.
Brent.
I'll go the original Eddie Murphy.
Rob. Roberto.
Do you need anything else?
Yes.
Adam Sandler, Jack and Jill, or Eddie Murphy, Norbit.
Adam Sandler.
And that is your winner. Not bad. I mean, a lot of bad.
Yo, there was a lot of bad.
But not.
The whole purpose of this is bad.
Yeah, the whole purpose. I mean, yeah, that's a fair point. But that'll do it for another edition of CB Radio Live right here on Wild Talk Radio. Tomorrow night, it's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to talk about Sting and some other things at 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, it's Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday and Wednesday, WWE 2K24 Showcase, 10 p.m. Eastern. The Rack is live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Friday, we're going to attempt to have a stream of GM Battles at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll see if we can get it to work. So wait, tune in for that. And we'll be back next Saturday night for WTR Game Night at 10 p.m. Eastern, followed by CB Radio Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At CB Radio GOE, at King Ken's, at Lone Jobber, at Wade Manson, Final Thought Sub.
Bad debate. It's up to you to decide. That's it. Nothing else.
Rob, final thought.
I feel that debate was kind of some of the good and some of the bad and some of the ugly.
Yeah. That is for sure. Brent.
Yeah.
Go continue.
I would definitely say bad and ugly. I would not say anything good.
All right, continue, Rob.
No, I'm good.
That's
my,
good?
You got
that's a, yeah. Yeah. All right, Brent, final thought.
We're going to be up to, like, an entire show by the time someone else shows up again. So,
getting close.
I was going to say, when will we have a presidential episode? Find out when they appear back on the network.
And if he listens to me, you may have a special show at some point. We'll see. Anyway, this has been the CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. It's the Long Day Hours of Wild Talk Radio Network. She'll be live at wildtalkradio.com. Twitch.tv/WTR Live and
CBRadioLive.com.
Wildtalkradio.com.